All around, prepare to meet Kali in hell.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to Sean Hammer. I'm not going to go over and touch base with everything that's going on in the world today, and I do mean the world, and that's our world, U.S. Things are pretty much screwed up, and well, I guess you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, what has been going on in the area of gaming, and more so Malifaux lately for Sean? Well, I joined a Facebook group called, what was it called? I'm so stuck. It's an Explorer Society, so that's pretty cool. Let me pull out the correct group that it's called. It's the Malifaux Explorer Society. It's pretty cool. It's, Into the Wild genre. They got 282 members, pretty cool, showing, sharing your Explorer Society cruise and having discussions and whatnot about, well, that of the Explorer Society. Now, right now, it's not a lot to grasp onto for the crew. We're only looking at Bass and McCabe. Well, that's okay for right now because, well, they're kind of new. Weird has been showing us some snippets of things back and forth. Has a picture of a scientist or such dealing with poison. Let's see if we get a name with her. Dr. Meredith Stanley. So it's pretty cool. We got another guy that's a dirigible pilot. And we got some... what were they called? Anyway, some stuff. So we know we got some more explorers coming in. Possibly some... dual faction as it is. I know we got some shadow people coming. I don't know what they're called, but right off the bat, sure, they got some real name going on with some mythos and stuff. And I know we have a water golem of some sort coming up. Let's see, we're also put out a they want some playtesters to go over and playtest for the next month. Some of those said Explorer Society tidbits and trinkets, doing the usual NDAs and stuff like that, and so more coming up of the Explorer Societies in future, hopefully sooner than later. Today we are going to go over Lucas McCabe and his group, and thoughts, opinions, and stuff like that. Okay, let's see, first, what have I been doing? Apparently I'm starting a Jacob Lynch crew. Yep. I bought Gwyneth, whatever. Painted her. I painted up some Beckoners. I bought Mr. Graves and Mr. Tanith. Put them on some poker chips. They look pretty good. Check them out on my website or my Facebook page. Yeah. So, I got that. Painting up some Relic for a friend of mine. This is a 40k Talisman game. Painting up the bust for that. Like, painting the bust. The quarantine's over for Michigan, so I got a lot of stuff painted. So I'm going to be posting that of everything I got painted, so you can see what I got done in the, 64 days I had of straight painted. Now, granted, there's, a model a day or a project a day, but it's still pretty impressive. Most have gotten painted in one stint of a period, so that's pretty cool. I have some Streets of Venice buildings put together that I'm working on making a pseudo-stationary Malifaux table. Which I mean by that, I'm going to use water effects on a 3x3 gaming table. And I'm going to glue the bases, which are, I don't know if they're considered docks, but they're like cement bases where the buildings would go, like in Venice. And I don't know if I'm going to magnetize... put I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'm going to make the buildings so you can get some variation here and there. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I don't know about painting them, but I got them. I liked them, and that's what I'm going to do. I got the Dollhouse Mansion on eBay. It's missing pieces, of course. If it's too good to be true, it usually is, right? Let's see. That's about it. Now on to McCabe. First impressions on McCabe. I don't like him. There, I said it. Back in M2E, my least favorite, Ten Thunders Master. I didn't dig him. I don't dig the way he looks. I know that's petty. Just didn't like him. I didn't like him. He's the first model that's mounted that could be dismounted. I didn't like my buddy playing him. I thought he was cheese. I thought he was broken. Especially when he was Guild McCabe, Ten Thunders. I just didn't care for him. He was a Nightmare crew, so I forget what he was. But he was part of the Wild Ones, and, well, I got to play against him with, you know, his dog, with more dogs, and some, Mounted Guard, which were those wheel things. And then, of course, everyone who played Guild had the obligatory, Francisco Ortega, or something, you know. I know, I just thought it was crap. So, wasn't very good experience with McCabe for me. I didn't like him aesthetically. Sure, he was a treasure hunter. I did not get him. In my line of work and life, there's been two treasure hunters. One, Indiana Jones. Two, Lara Croft. And he was neither. He had a whip. That was it. Aesthetically, I didn't grasp onto him. Don't know. But you say, oh, Sean, you're covering him now, and you seem pretty excited. Yeah, I get it. Here's Sean's flip-floppy. Going into everything, he is a Explorer Society. And I like Ten Thunders. Now, let's see, as a master, here he is, he's got all this. Let's see, let's go ahead, and I'm using the Malifaux app. Let's see, I'm going to go in and pick the Explorer Society. Got two choices, McCabe and Cornelius Bass. One is Ten Thunder, one is Guild. So we're going to go ahead and pick McCabe. For hires, he has henchmen. He's got Dispar, Lacroix, and Sedar. Let's see. He's got minions. He's got a ruffian and huckster. So we're going to go in. We're going to do another ruffian, a ruffian, and another huckster. And so we'll do another huckster. So right then and there, this makes, without any extra soul stones, a crew of Lucas McCabe is a relic hunter crew. With himself, Luna, Despar, Lacroix, Sedar, a ruffian, or three ruffians, and three hucksters, leaving you with two boxes to buy, which is the crew box and the add-on box with the three hucksters and the Despar Lacroix. Probably one of the easiest crews to build in Malifaux. Buy two boxes, no soul stones, complete crew. Simple as that. Not bad. For logistically speaking, it's pretty simple. You say, Sean, but you don't get no soul stones. Yeah, we're going to work on that. We'll go over this as we talk about it. So, let's go over the models. Like I said, don't like the way they look. Now, that being said, I will give credit where credit is due with the Wild Ones. The proxy model for Lucas is kind of cool on the motorcycle. I dig them. The cherry bomb model, which is Sadir, looks better as female. Miss Ann, Miss Model, it looks better than one of the ruffians. So, if you wanted to just put together a female crew eventually with this, it looked pretty cool. It's nice looking as it goes. But anyway, not a fan. I just guess I don't get the. It's just like a crimey. It's a crime and grime. I mean, the one guy even looks like he comes from Assassin's Creed. Sadir looks like he's comes from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. But anyway, let's get here. Lucas McCabe, Treasure Hunter. He comes in two forms. One is mounted. First one is mounted. He's got a defense 6, 5 willpower, 7 movement, size 3. Dual faction, he can trample. This means that he can move through other models. Make way, so after resolving an action in which the model moves through one or more models, this model must... After resolving an action in which this model moves through, one or more models must each pass a target 13 move duel or suffer 2 damage. So this horse is hitting you. He's got unimpeded, so that's good. Loot is supplies at the start of this model's activation. If it's within 1 inch of any scrap or corpse marker, it may draw a card. His demise ability is he can be unmounted. And right now he's got 12 wounds. So it's pretty hefty, I guess. He's got a lot of wounds considering he's got demise be unmounted. So, yeah. A key word on Lucas McCabe is wastrel. It's crew. For attack actions, this is a bullwhip doing 2, 3, 4 damage. Then you push this model up to 2 inches any direction. Range is 2 inches. Stat 6 with a ram. Rear up, enemy models with 2 inches of this model must each pass the target number 13 defense duel or suffer 2 damage. And if you got a mask in there, like the wind, push this model up to 5 inches any direction, ignoring other models. Lucas McCabe has a net gun doing 2 blast, 3 blast damage, 10 range. Models damaged by this action gain slow and staggered. He's got pull and drag with a ram, push his target towards 3 inches towards this model. Tactical action, scrounge for relics. Discard target corpse marker or scrap marker. Attach an artifact upgrade to this model. We'll get to there. With a ram, dueling out the loot. Choose an artifact upgrade. Attach this model. Discard it. Then attach it to a friendly minion or wishful model within 6 inches. Careful, it's curse, 10 inches. Discard and attach artifact upgrade from this model. Enemy model within 2 inches of the target must each pass a 13 willpower duel or suffer 2 damage and gain injured 2. He's got ride with me. This model may target another friendly model with lower size. Push this model up to 5 inches in any direction. Then, if this action targets another friendly model, place a friendly model in base contact with this model. So it does help a whole group of people who are trekking around on foot to keep up with the master who, is on horse. So let's go all the way down and go up to the dismounted hunter. Because it just makes sense to cover both at the same time. So the mounted hunter has 12 wounds. Dismounted hunter has 5. Defense willpower 6, movement 5, size 2. Dismounted. This model can't be hired. Even if chosen as a leader. So you have to take the mounted one first. He's got swagger. After this model resolves a walk action, if this model does not have the focus condition, it gains focus 1. Limited supplies after the start of this model's activation, with same thing. Extended reach. Enemy models within 2 inches cannot take attack actions generated by the charge action. So that's the whip again. And he looks like a Chinese Wolverine. I just don't think I like the way this model looks. He needs a fedora. And I'm not going to lie to you. He needs to look like Indiana Jones. I might be happier. Now he's got glowing sabers. Why not give him a lightsaber, right? Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage, ignoring hard to wound, hard to kill, and incorporeal. Yeah, give him a lightsaber. Critical strike. With a ram, plus 2, maximum 2. Siphon existence. Enemy only. After killing, add 1 soulstone to the crew soulstone pool. So we start to get some soulstones that we didn't have to begin with because, well, we took max. I like taking max models if I can. And financially speaking, in real world, 2 boxes, 50 soulstone crew, maxed. He's got a revolver doing 2, 3, 4 damage. About time, because that gun wasn't cutting it. Focus attention. This model gains focus plus 1 with a tome with a ram. Target suffers plus 1 blast damage. He's got scrounging 4 relics. Discard a corpse marker or scrap marker. Attach an artifact upgrade to this model. He can duel for looting, dueling out the loot again. And chain gang. Other friendly models may move up to target up to 3. Then this model may move up to 3, which much in within 3 inches of the target. I think that's a wastrel thing. So you get a little bit of a whole little thing. We'll get there in a minute. Let me see. So they're ruffian now. Yeah, they got chain gang. So it's the whole thing. Now he's got a dog. I like dogs. It's my favorite totem in the game. I like seeing dogs. Simple as that. Well, Luna here, he is a looser, enforcer, beast, wastrel. 5 defense, 3 willpower, 6 move, size 1. Let's see, carry the goods. When a friendly model within 3 inches declares to take this action, it may double the range of an action. If it does, place this model into base contact with the target after the action results. Unfortunately, Luna's insignificant. Poor Luna. Luna gives another action or ability. Friendly wastrel and minion models within 3 inches of this model may take an action to discard 1 attached artifact upgrade from this model and attach it to themselves. Friendly Lucas McCabe models may do so as a free action is what the lightning bolt is. Hunting partner, friendly models, attack actions, ignore this model for purposes of friendly fire. Enemy models within 1 inch aura must discard a card to declare disengage actions. Be cool. It's a dog. She bites 3, 4 damage. You come in with me, push the target 3 inches any direction, and place this model base to base contact with it. That's with a mask. Chew toy. Discard an artifact upgrade attached to this model with a crow. Draw a card and drop a scheme marker in base contact with this model. Yeah, pretty cool. Frantic Digging. Once per activation, drop a scrap marker into base contact with this model. Scrounging for Relics. Discard a corpse marker or scrap marker, attach an artifact upgrade to this model, and chew toy with a crow. Discard an artifact or upgrade attached to this model, draw a card, then drop a scheme marker in base contact with this model. Luna's got some tricks. Good dog has tricks. That's all I gotta say. So, that's Luna and McCabe. Next, we will go through Sadir. We'll do Sadir and the ruffians first, because those are what comes in the box. The box, I say. So, we got Sadir. He's pretty cool looking. Sadir looks... What I do like about Sadir is he kind of reminds me of Sandeep and Sandeep's guard, which unfortunately you can't run them together, so breaking the whole Durban theme. But this guy here, he's a henchman living, defense 6, 5 willpower, 4 movement, size 2, faction 10 thunders. Looted supplies, pretty much the same thing, ruthless. Ignores terrifying and manipulative. It's got defense trigger with a ram. It's parry. So, if this action is a melee attack, the attacking model suffers 2, 3, 4 damage, and the damage flip receives a negative flip. Well, Sadir has a swagger too with his 9 wounds. Sadir's also on a 40mm base. He's got a sword swinging at 2, 3, 4 damage with critical strike with a ram. Bloody Fate with a tome. Draw a card. If the target was not killed, discard a card. Now, Sadir has a machine gun. Yes. 12 range. Defense is its resist. Target suffers 2. 3 with a blast or 6 blast damage. With a mask, quick reflexes. Take this attack action again, targeting a different model. Nice. Very nice. With a ram, delay, target gain slow. And it's got analyze weakness. Until the end of the phase, all damage that target suffers ignores armor and shielded. I love you, Sadir. And then in tactical action, he has blow it to hell. Remove any, but this is range 8, target number 10. And you're going to remove any other blown apart markers dropped by this model. And you're going to drop a blown apart marker within range to remove any destructible terrain within 2-inch pulse of it. Models within 2-inch of a blown apart marker do not benefit from having cover. Blown apart markers cannot be removed from effects other than this action. Blown apart markers. And this guy, he's got Juggernaut. Discard a card. This model heals 1, 2, 4 damage. Let's see. Not too bad. Nice. Well, that's Sadir. Next up, we have the Despair Lacroix, henchman living, wastrel, Drek from Assassin's Creed. Cost of 8, 5, defense, 5, willpower, faction, 10 thunders, movement, 5, size, 2. Looted supplies, yes, should know what that is already. Don't mind me, you can take interact actions while engaged, or even if it's taking a disengage action. This activation. Expert getaway. This model may ignore train and models while moving. Defense trigger of leap aside. Places the model anywhere within 3 inches of its current location on a defense flip of a mask. Loot their corpses. At the end of this model's activation, it may remove a corpse counter marker within 2 inches to add 1 soulstone to this crew's soulstone pool. Here we add some more soulstones so we can get some back. Hidden blade. 1-inch range with a 5 ram. Target suffers 1, 2, 4 damage and ignoring armor. Critical strike, we all know what that is. And with a mask, you can reposition up to 3 inches. Expert thief. This model, target a model that can use a soulstone. Target must discard a soulstone. If it does so, add 1 soulstone to this crew's soulstone pool. Target model that can use a soulstone. Target must discard. Cool. Okay. Reposition with a mask. Move up to 3. Stunning strike with a ram. With a crow. Target gains stunned. With a tome, useless trinket. Once per activation, enemy only. Drop a scrap marker and within 2 inches of the target. He's got a grappling hook. Target suffers 2, 3 damage with a range 8. Ram, pull and drag, push the target 2 inches towards this model with a ram. With a mask. Oh my god. Yes, with a mask. You're coming with me. Push this target model up to 3 inches in any direction, then place this model in base case contact with it. And this guy has leap. Place this model anywhere within range. Yeah, so that's what it is. Now we got the ruffians. Cost of 5. Faction 10 thunders. Defense, willpower, movement 5, height 2. Got swagger, looted supplies, and ruthless. All on the front of their cards. Nasty little chops they are. They got gang weapons. Target may not declare resistance triggers during this action. Target suffers 2-3 damage. No, of course, with any good game weapon with a mass trigger, you're going to be able to move up to 3 inches after that. And with a crow, you're going to mutilate somebody, so when resolving, if the target has slow, it suffers +1 damage. Otherwise, it gains slow. Now, these guys have a little bit of a... They got a little handgun on them. They got a Derringer. So target suffers 2-4 damage. Burst damage with a ram. The target will suffer a blast damage. Focused attention is mild gains focus. And they got the chain gang. And if you forgot what that is, the other friendly model only move the target up to 3 inches. Then this model may move up to 3 inches, which must end within 3 inches of the target. So it allows you like a, it's like a movement type, just to get closer. I forgot if the word I'm looking for, I just failed. Now the last but not least, that comes with the crow guy. We got these guys in here called the Hucksters. These guys are wastrels too. They're living and they're minions and they're wastrels. They got pretty much the same exact stats as the and the ruffians. They're manipulative, so this model has not yet activated. Attack actions that target this model suffer a negative to their duel. They have diluted supplies. Go figure, right? And they have this will fetch a high price after this model uses the interact action. To move an enemy scheme marker, add one soulstone to the soulstone's pool. Told you, we don't have to worry about having soulstones to start. We'll get them. Now, the back of the card, they got gang weapons. Go figure. Can't declare triggers, doing 2-3 damage. You have with a tome, dismantle for parts. Enemy construct only, drop a scrap marker in the base contact with the target. With a crow, you got shady dealings. For each of the opposing player's unrevealed schemes, the target must discard a random card. They have a, I think it's a free action. It's got the language. Sales pitch. Enemy only. This model and the target both discard a top card of their fate deck. If this model's discarded card is higher, draw that card. If the target's card is higher, they draw that card, and this model adds one soulstone to its crew soulstone pool. Like I said, we don't need to worry about them soulstones. We can get them. Tactical actions. We have false claim. This action cannot be taken while engaged. You're going to drop two scheme markers within range. During the end phase, remove a friendly scheme marker from play. With a mask trigger, you're going to have the inflated worth. When resolving, instead of dropping two scheme markers, this model may drop a scheme marker and a scrap marker. And secret passage. This action may only be declared if this model is within 1 inch of blocking train. Place this model anywhere within 1 inch of blocking train. So, you can jump around. And that is pretty much everything, every model count that freaking Lucas can take. Now, he's got some reference cards, so he's got some artifacts. He's got Phantasmal Mask. Let's see. He's got Faded Mirror and Time Worn Blade. We'll get to those in a minute. I'm going to take a little bit of a break here and get back to you soon. We'll finish that off and just babble a little bit. And, then we'll go on to that and give some hopes or something. I don't know. I'll get back to you soon. I'll catch you guys in a moment. Okay, let's talk some upgrades. I guess upgrades. But we are talking about artifacts for McCabe's crew. There is 3 and you can have 2 of each. They are special artifacts, plentiful too. First one I'm going to go over is the Phantasmal Mask. This model gains the following abilities. Paid with trinkets. At the start of this model's activation, if this upgrade was attached this turn, this model gains fast. Not bad. Life Leech. When an enemy model starts its activation with 4-inch aura, this model heals 1 and the enemy model suffers 1 damage. This model gains the following actions. Protective spirits as a pulse of 3. Target number 12. Friendly models within range gain shielded 1. Focus cleansing with a ram. This model heals 2 and may end a condition on itself. And take this. That one right there is a range of 6. Strength 5. Or stat number 5, sorry. Target number 9. Choose an artifact upgrade. Attach to this model, friendly minion, or wastrel only. Attach the chosen upgrade to the target. Okay. Let's see, we have the Faded Mirror. Paid with trinkets. Same thing with the gaining fast. Know the Warrior. After this model cheats fate in an opposed duel with an enemy model, if the model has focus, it may draw a card after resolving the current action. Let's see. It's got equality of fate. If the opposing crew has more cards in its control hand than this model's crew, draw a card and take this. It's basically attaching it to the other person. We had the Time Worn Blade. Paid with trinkets, same as everything. Precise. This model has a melee actions, ignore armor, hard to wound and hard to kill, and shielded condition. Tactical action, Blade Storm. It's pulse of 3, stat of 5, range 10. Models within range must each pass a target number 12 defense duel or suffer 2 damage. With a crow, severe injury, models damaged by this action gain injured plus 1 for each crow in the action, maximum of 2, and take this as well. So right there we have kind of like 6 artifacts that they can have. Yeah, so my thoughts, weird, no pun intended. The crew is a bunch of thugs. Treasure hunters that are like, got some Assassin's Creed looking models. You got a guy with a turban and a machine gun. Positive. The half the box of Nightmare Crew is workable with it for now. So, I don't know. As for a Ten Thunder model, it's better than Ten Thunders. But as for a Explorer Society, A+. And, leave it as that. It's neat little tricks. Very economical to pick up. Like I said, you buy the starter. You buy the one box set with the, not the wastrels, but the other people. God, I suck at this. Anyway, then you have the whole crew. You go in with no soul stones. You pick up your soul stones throughout the game. Every model used. Min-maxing, simple as that. Gonna leave you with Avatars: A New Land, which, kind of like the whole explorer thing going on. Hope you enjoy. And next up, I'll probably do Jacob Lynch and/or something else. Probably hit up some Kill Team, maybe. I don't know. Make it up as I go along. Seems what I do. And we'll leave it as that. Be safe out there. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Make smart decisions and stay healthy. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. I'm flying without a
Charlie.